The federal government has a new name for its operation to stop asylum seeker boats. A so-called Ring of Steel will now repel people smuggling operations in what Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull calls the biggest ever peacetime maritime operation in Australia's northern waters. It's all part of an effort to stymie any potential restart of the trade in asylum seekers that might occur in the wake of the government's refugee deal with America. Political reporter Tom Iggledon has more from Canberra.
The deal unveiled on the weekend will signify the end of an odyssey for many refugees on Nauru and Manus Island. Some will now get what they set out to achieve, resettlement in a prosperous Western democracy, free from persecution, albeit America and not here. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, accepts that the realisation of their dream is likely to act as a magnet for many of the estimated 14,000 asylum seekers to Australia's north to try their luck and make a break for Australia.
That is why we have deployed the largest maritime surveillance and response effort to our north in our peacetime history.
There'll be increased aerial patrols and more support from intelligence agencies added to the already significant effort underway in Operation Sovereign Borders.
So any future ventures will be turned back.
Meanwhile, it's not clear exactly how many of the 1,600 refugees on Manus Island and Nauru who could qualify for resettlement in the US will actually be taken off the islands.
We have not set a number on it. The Americans will assess the refugees from a security and health point of view, and as referred to them by the UNHCR.
The Greens immigration spokesman Nick McKim is accusing the government of hiding the details.
The Prime Minister and Minister Dutton, in responding to questions, have been very clear that they know what the cap is. So why can't the rest of the country know? And more importantly, why can't the people on Manus Island and Nauru be told what the cap is?
The opposition leader Bill Shorten supports both the deal with America and the so-called Ring of Steel.
Labor will take a constructive attitude to this welcome news that there may be a one-off regional resettlement of the people who are stuck on Manus and Nauru. Labor and Liberal are equally committed to stopping the scourge of people smuggling.
But there's a third element to the government's plans, legislation that had banned those to be resettled in the United States from being allowed an automatic visa to visit Australia like any other American. Labor's opposing the legislation, saying it's not needed, and a confidential briefing this afternoon from immigration officials did nothing to change its mind.
Our best information is that the Americans are not putting on the table a requirement that you have this sort of lifetime visa ban. Now, if the government's got evidence to the contrary, we'll sit down and look at it. In the meantime, let's not play politics with this issue of regional resettlement.
You claim you're on a unity ticket with us. Well, words are cheap. What we need is action. We need deeds. We need the Labor Party to support that legislation in the Senate.
Without Labor, the government's struggling to cobble together the 8 crossbench votes it needs to get its legislation passed in the Senate. One Nation and Jackie Lambie support the bill, but just where the other votes will come from is questionable. Normally reliable supporters of the government on the crossbench, like Liberal Democrat Senator David Lionhelm, are wavering.
It's just not feasible to turn away somebody who arrives here by boat and say, well, you can't settle in Australia, send them to another country. If they become a citizen of that country, have a passport from that other country, and say to them, well, you're not allowed to come back into Australia, even as a tourist or to visit your kids or anything like that. It's going too far.
And he says the government needs to leave itself room to deal with a potential refugee crisis in Australia's backyard, stemming, for example, from political instability in Fiji or Papua New Guinea.
I think we have to be able to provide a safe haven for people who might be fleeing countries that are our immediate neighbours.
Liberal Democrat Senator David Lionhelm ending Tom Iggledon's report.